VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has called on all nations to recognize Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as the South American country's legitimate president. Speaking to Venezuelan exiles and community leaders in Miami Friday, Pence called on other nations to follow the United States in recognizing Guaido.
There can be no bystanders in the struggle for Venezuela's freedom. The United States today calls on every nation to recognize Juan Guaido as Venezuela's president and take the side of freedom.
Guaido, the president of the opposition-controlled National Assembly, declared himself interim president last week after the assembly said that Nicolas Maduro's re-election last May was illegitimate. Russia, China, Turkey, and others do not recognize Guaido, and the UN Secretary General said Thursday the world body only cooperates with the recognized elected government of Nicolas Maduro. The United States has announced it is pulling back from a decades-old treaty that banned an entire class of nuclear weapons. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
The 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty was the first measure to ban an entire class of weapons, ground-launched cruise missiles with a specific range. President Trump says Russia's been violating it for too long, and the U.S. has given Moscow plenty of time to change.
Tomorrow that time runs out.
That's when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. will suspend its own treaty obligations. Russia will then have 6 months to fully comply. If it doesn't,
the treaty will terminate.
NATO says it backs the move, but some analysts worry that could spark a new arms race. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump doubled down on the